return back. We can clean, and this is November 26th. It's based, of course, Dirac, Dirac. Okay, so we still don't finish some part important connected with Dirac theory, even free theory. We consider very important conserved quantities, but not all of them. So we consider energy, operator of energy, then momentum, and then we consider charge, right? But still very important quantity is angular momentum, and in particular also part of angular momentum is speed, because angular momentum in the case when we have Dirac theory is composed of two parts. Orbital angular momentum, usually connected with move of particles around some axis. But also there is this inner angular momentum, which is called speed. We already talked about that, but how the operator of angular momentum looks like. So let's consider okay. So angular momentum is first of all conserved quantity, and because of that, this quantity should follow from Noether's theorem, right? Okay, so we will use okay, important part of Noether's theorem is transformation, right? Some variation of the field. So we consider rotation around z axis. Then what we know that our field psi x goes to field psi prime x, which as in general case, in the case of Dirac field, is expressed through initial field in such a way. So this is 4x4 matrices, we know, and this is just transformation of x. And we consider zx, right? So our case, it's enough to consider infinitesimal, right? In the case of Noether's theorem. So lambda minus x, they will go like that in the case of a small rotation. So in this case, we have v 1, 2 equal minus V2, 1, and this is a equal vector. So only this parameter is relevant in the case of Z axis. And X going like this, X under lambda minus 1. This is X plus theta Y. Of course, there is sine theta and there is cos, but we consider infinitesimal transformation. And Y going to Y minus theta. Okay. And Z, of course, does not change. Okay, so now lambda 1/2 in this case. This is this guy. F mu nu, and in our case this is this minus pi theta and S 1/2. Okay, now S 1/2 we know. I already considered the case for rotation is this. Very similar to what we have in non-relativistic theory, but we have doubling because we have two components. So we have, this is Pauli matrix 2 by 2, sigma 3, sigma 3. So this is S by 2. And then we write that in this case, lambda 1/2 approximately begin. We consider infinitesimal transformation. So we got everything we need. So we can write now delta psi x, which is psi prime x minus psi x. And this is approximately what we got. So we just should substitute this. Sigma 3 psi right. Okay. And now argument. So this is change of our x. So we just put plus theta y. Y minus theta x z. And minus psi. This is what we have. This guy, of course, canceled with this term. And this is equal to this. Okay, minus theta. Just now consider Taylor extension and leave only terms first linear intact. The second consider very small. And we have this. X dy, this is from Taylor expansion, from argument dx, plus this part connected with our matrix sigma 3. This is psi x. And we write like theta, and delta psi, and this part appears in expression for applying Noether's theorem. So this is first part. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we should consider generator. Let me write something like in this form. So you know from assignment number one that you can get three indices, but when I'm interested in generator, I should put this zero to consider density. So this is, let me consider this guy. Zero, not right, one, two. And it's connected to this one, two. Right, and if you look at this old expression from Noether's theorem, there are two contributions. One contribution, this is for density, because of that I put this zero, and plus in principle surface term, right? In principle, it could be present, but because Lagrangian density, which is this, is zero at solutions of Dirac equation, it's zero because this is nothing else, this left hand part of Dirac equation. So this is zero if I substitute solution, and we always write those generators on solution. So because it's zero at solutions of Dirac equation, there is no surface term in Dirac theorem. Plain Gordon, it's not true. Okay, so we have simple now expression, right? So I pull in here, just calculate the stuff. This is I. Okay, so we will get this equal. So, okay. This is going to be E 0 psi. So, this is minus. It's correct. Yeah. Okay, now, oh, sorry. I made mistake here. Yeah. There is, of course, there is a variation of my field, right? So actually, I should write this delta. Okay, so we have this, and then delta psi, right? And we know this guy delta psi, so we'll get minus I theta psi theta gamma 0, and this guy x e y minus y e x plus 1/2 sigma 3 and psi. Okay. So this is what we need. This is our density, connected density of angular momentum. And you can see there is two parts. This is connected orbital. It's usual stuff. Okay. Actually, you can show that this part, G0, say, 1, 2 orbital, can be expressed in the form, again, in first assignment for Klein order. You can check, because one can calculate in Dirac series OSP. So we will get this usual part, usual, same like for Klein Gordon, this part. But we have additional part connected with inner rotation, where it's like this guy has its own size, so we have elementary particle, and it rotates over its own axis, very small. So this is important contribution. Okay, now what we want to consider in principle, the conserved quantity is quantity which contains both angular and speed. Separately, they are not conserved in relativistic theory, unlike non-relativistic quantum mechanics. But we could get our understanding of spin without this orbital part if we go to the rest frame of massive electron. Then contribution will be connected only with spin in that case.
Right. There should be an eigenstrand of the sigma 3.
And sigma 3 onwards. Okay, let me, maybe I will also just consider it's here.
Yeah, right? There should be an eigen.
Okay, just for a moment. Right.
Y minus y dx is regular orbital angular momentum, which
but
the spin adds us with the complex.
No, the point is that what matters, of course, is this quantity. But we have minus I, we will get Hermitian. Point is that you should maybe remember that in non-relativistic quantum mechanics, when you have derivatives, what is Hermitian? Derivative? No, this is I times derivative, right? So this is different. To get Hermitian orbital momentum, we need I here and spin additional I. Okay, so we will go to the rest frame. Rest frame. This is P equal 0. And we consider our state for one particle, for say electron, not antiparticle with B, we start from there. And we want to calculate eigenvalue of generator. So calculate, we consider this as 1, 2, x and times. So we want to find this expression, and in this case, you will see automatically there is no contribution of this part, because derivative gives you momentum, those guys, but we consider the case momentum equals zero, so no contribution of this part. Essentially, this part connected with sigma 3 gives contribution. Okay, yes.
Is there supposed to be a spin index on that operator?
Sigma 3?
On A diapers. Should there be a spin index?
Right, thank you. Of course, right. Sure. I should write, of course, S. This is important. Without that, we would not get non-zero answer. For sure, thank you. Yeah, so we should calculate this stuff. And I just follow Peshkin's idea a little bit to simplify this calculation. Consider, so this is our operator, right? Which is, maybe I should, by the way, consider like this is density, like smaller, by the way. Maybe it will be a little bit better. And this will be J12 capital, like generator with this integral. Okay, now point is that in our theory, we assume that vacuum, of course, is rotational under rotation, is invariant under rotation. So this guy is zero. This is invariance. And from here, we could calculate this expression. Okay, we have, now I could write the same commutator. It's a little bit easy to calculate because we know commutator. So we can substitute this by commutator, because this guy anyway kills vacuum, doesn't give contribution. All right, so we should evaluate this stuff. Now you should just substitute everything psi and psi bar expressed through operator of annihilation and creation. And we have J1 2 the following quadratic D3X. This is what we have. Now I substitute those expression D3P, D3P prime, 2 pi to the 6th, usual expression we used many times already, 2EP, EP prime. And because this guy is conserved, I know, I pick up T equals 0. I could take anyway. So then it will be those two exponents. And rho prime, this is the operators. With B operator, we will put all of them because later we will also consider every particle contribution to that state. B, distinguish between it means that I should put minus here, plus here, exothermically. And we have this sigma 3 over 2. As I said, this part, orbital part, does not give contribution. And we have second term, A, P, U, plus B dagger minus U just minus U V R minus U. This is our generator. Okay, note the following. We need to consider commutator. The only term which gives non-zero contribution here, we have four terms. This term which contains this guy, A, dagger and another A. In the case when we calculate this stuff. Of course, we it's enough to consider the case when P equals 0, right? Because we have commutator with that stuff.
Yes, that is 2 or should be 4? 2 E, P, E.
Oh, 4, right. That should be okay. 4. So maybe 2 times. Right. Right. Okay. So what is relevant for us? Relevant commutator. Is connected to this commutator. This commutator A R dagger A0 as dagger. And answer in this case is that this is 2 pi q if we use known expression for commutator and a dagger, then we will get this 1 delta function. So contribution only, of course, appears okay, so this is our contribution. Now we should use this in our expression. Then we get that J one half. This S two is given by this car 1/2 n R, and then we have 2 S. Sigma 3/2 U R 0 and A A R dagger 0 over.
That one doesn't have any spin index.
Oh yes, of course. Should I could put any say okay. Right, circles that should be okay. So this is and now we have summation over R. So this is our result. Essentially, almost finite. Now we can substitute our simple expression for u in the rest frame. Okay, so let me go equal. And okay, so we have this expression, right? U say S rest frame square root of 2n, and we have psi S. This is in rest frame. So if we substitute now, this 2n cancel. So it gives me this expression sum over R, and now we have psi S dagger sigma 3/2 psi R, and this guy A0. This is equality sign, right? Look, I wrote just under the sign expression for US. So this is what we want, actually. And you can see idea is simple, that if I substitute now, S, for example, okay, let me take take this one, this is spin up, right? Then what we have, because they are orthogonal, we will get 1/2. This expression gives the J okay, let me call this S1 for plus, right? Spin up. That gives me from this expression just 1/2. Yeah, 2 plus. Okay. So you can see as we wanted and expected. Eigenvalues 1/2. Remember that Planck constant is 1 in our case. Of course, it's h bar over 2. Spin is 1/2. So this is what we wanted. Of course, if we take another eigenvalue, 0, 1, this is with minus, we will get minus. That's it. So we got what we wanted. But some, at the first glance, surprise comes. We could repeat everything for the state. How about state of anti-fermion? E S Dagger 0. It's interesting because look what happens. Look at those expressions. Okay. A dagger comes just with B, not B dagger. Right? And this is of course connected with our definition. You remember that we started from 1B operators, but then I changed B for B dagger and B dagger for B to get correct energy. So this guy comes with B. And on the other hand, B dagger comes with A. What does it mean? That it will very similar. But now our commutator gets another minus, additional, because we will get wrong order for B. So, because of different for B dagger and B in J12, we will get very similar expression, but with minus. Minus R. Okay, we use eta for a solution, V solution, right? So let me write eta just to show. So it will be R, eta R, sorry, eta S plus. Then sigma 3 over 2 and eta r and b r dagger 0 vector. Okay, then take eta s like before 1, 0. Then we will get minus 1. This is interesting. So if I naively plus put like here, so this is, I will get minus 1/2 plus like I naively wrote, but maybe it's from the very beginning in right minus, right? Minus 1/2, and this is. So you can see same spinner for airtight particle gives minus 1/2. Is it surprising? Actually, not very, because remember, we started from those old B, which were like for fermions, and those guys had negative energy. But new B got positive energy, another sign. Then momentum, same actually story. If you compare a momentum of all B, if it's plus P, it became minus P. And here, same story for state with negative energy. If I have spin 1/2, for this, what we call hole, we have minus 1/2. And physically it's clear that we have now vacuum filled by those electrons with negative energy, right? And we get this excitation we describe by nu b if we take, say, one of those fermions out and we have hole. And all quantum numbers, because we assume that vacuum is neutral, somehow we can remove all those infinite constants. As I said, maybe some environment of heavy particles screen everything. So vacuum is neutral with respect to rotation, with respect to its neutral concerning electric charge, everything is neutral. Then when I took one guy out, this hole should have opposite quantum numbers to neutralize this guy. So it had, you remember, charge plus, another charge, charge minus with respect to charge of states with positive energy. And now we can see that automatically this state, which namely we would expect have spin 1/2, has minus 1/2. It's actually the same story in condensed matter when we have, in reality, the situation besides Lorentz, of course, invariance of the vacuum. But usually you consider vacuum in condensed matter as rotationally invariant. Of course, it's not always true, but in many cases, rotationally invariant. And it's filled by electron with energy less than Fermi energy, than chemical potential, which fixed density of states, okay? And then if you take one electron out, you will get what is called hole. We have exactly this situation here. So you should remember, it's a good thing to remember, quite unexpected in principle. So now we seem to understand that this guy, 1/2 spinner for, say, positron in electrodynamics, have minus 1/2 spin, not 1/2. Yeah, please.
Sorry, should that be anti-commutator?
Anti-commutator, no. Point is that, of course, we have anti-commutators for psi and psi dagger, it's true. But when we calculate this quantity, we have usual, just one moment. Okay. By the way, sorry. Okay. Principle, of course, I could choose what is better, right? I believe I still could use commutator.
But we don't know the commutation relations between
A's
and B's.
Right, but still we use anti-commutator. So what is important? That we could change the order of in this commutator between A and A dot. You see, this is actually important, it seems. So what I just said, you could try anti-commutator. You see, what I use here, just let me show you. Where is what I used here, I said I could write J1 half A. Minus so still when you calculate this difference you could change anti-commutator to change this. In principle of course you could put plus, but it's better here to put minus. You add any zero, right? With any sign, but I believe it's exactly in this case commutator.
I suppose we use the
point is that you see I use commutator here.
I think there that shouldn't be the commutator. I think that should be the.
Okay, I believe it's commutator here.
Okay, fine. So to evaluate that, you just use the anti-commutator relation.
Right. It seems then it's okay. You see, point is that still you can do this to calculate this and that answer. Okay.
Before you calculate the commutator, you think you should normalize J12?
J12?
Because if you substitute the metric expression for J12, when J12 acts on the vacuum state, it is not equal.
No, it's equal zero because I have D3x.
Yeah, I know it because but you have B dagger acts on. I think you should normalize.
Yeah, in principle, it's like in energy and everything. You have this infinite C, right? So you remove. So all this. Yeah, you could say that you have so-called normal order, but I don't want at this stage to introduce it. All infinite numbers connected with average of this conserved quantities on vacuum, we subtract. Like, for example, we have this infinite C for energy, for example, not for momentum, by the way, momentum. Because plus minus no, and for charge we also have, and we subtracted this guys somehow they should disappear. We don't know in order to get consistent theory, but we subtract at this moment. As I said, it's still absolutely unclear what is really fundamental theory concerning this stuff. Okay, so this is what we have. One should remember this, and we can write conclusion something like this: J conclusion. So main point J one half. Acting 0s plus vacuum is plus minus plus d zero, where upper sign corresponds to this four, so plus minus two. Okay, this is concerning this stuff. Now, let me consider Dirac propagator, and again, repeat for Dirac theory what we learned in the case of Klein-Gordon theory, when we have retarded green function, Feynman, or causal green function. So we have same story in Dirac theory, right? Now it will be easier. Okay, so we introduced, like we introduced before, D function. Now we will call S function, or you will see intimately connected with what we learned in line one. So just consider this guy. Of course, we have additional now indices A and B connected with spin. And this guy you can calculate. Through Fourier transform. And the result will be like that. A S D U dagger S P P and exponent. Right. And you could rewrite. Point is that we know some identity for this stuff. Use this identity in expression P minus M. Anyway, result is this. Let me write result. So result is this. This could be written like I gamma mu b mu s plus m a b acting on function d, which was in Klein-Gordon, because this is nothing else but d function. Okay, here I use that this guy is expressed. Is given by E mu and mu plus the sum. I wrote this identity over here. Okay, so you can see this is very similar to what we have phi x phi b. And it's expressed indeed through that Klein-Gordon function. But we have this derivative operator in this case. Now we introduce this quantity dA, which is its definition, is this different order psi b y psi a x. I change the order and I call this bar. And okay, in this case you have is 3p 2 by q 1 over 2 dp. And now you have those function v, not u, for negative energy function in this case. If you calculate, v dagger s v d d, now this exponent minus dp y minus x. And this equal minus E gamma mu E mu X plus M A B. B 2 by Q 2 A B, and this is equal minus I plus M A B. It acts on function Klein-Gordon y minus x. Right, and here, okay, this is some, I also wrote it, it's equal gamma mu p mu minus m. Anyway, so we have this very important function. Everything is expressed through them. And the last function connected with anti-commutator. In Klein-Gordon, we had d minus function, which was connected with commutator field, but now anti-commutator. So this is, by definition, this is sum of this guy. Plus S bar B A Y minus X. So I should write Y minus X. And this is nothing else but this vacuum average of anti-commutator of those two fields. Psi A X, psi dagger B Y. Again, it's certainly important. Anti-commutator vacuum. It's still not green function, but again we have analogs of this three functions in the case of Klein-Gordon. Now we
explain it again for the last one.
Sorry?
Explain it again.
Oh, the last one, we consider this function, which is sum of those two functions.
Why do we do that?
Because a fundamental quantity in our theory is anti-commutator of field.
Yeah.
Before, we consider same function, similar inclined board, and we called it D minus. And we consider difference between zones. Yeah. It was commutator. But now we have anti-commutator. So for example, we know when X and Y, in general, are at different times. We don't, before we did not know the result. But when time is the same, we know that it's delta function. So, so it's, this quantity is quite important. It appears, so it's convenient in Green. Now Green's functions. Okay, definition. This is definition of general Green function, and we know there will be not one, like retarded, advanced, you know, like inclined Gordon. Actually, it was minus I on the right hand, just for you, inclined Gordon scale. It's not important, but just definition, I follow definition in the text. It's not error. Historically, so we have this. Now, meaning is simple. This is our Dirac operator. If we have our side field, we have zero on the right hand side. But for Green function, we have delta 4 x minus y with I. So we have point like source, right? Now, delta like, one point. And it's easy to solve, like in the case of line Gordon. So, right.
Sorry, are there, so there the spinner and the C, should I just assume that there's a delta function or a delta?
Yeah, I need it, by the way, sorry, I should say, just not to write. Certainly, there are those indices, and we will get delta AB in this case, right? But I need it. I should say, thank you. Certainly, I should say this. Okay. Maybe. Okay, so now let us write as G, I need those indices now, x minus y, now let's consider D4, B over 2, 5, 4, this is Fourier transform. And on the other hand, I delta 4 x minus y is this. D4 D2 by 4 Fourier transform is 1. We have this one. So if we with I. Okay, so if we substitute this stuff in our equation, and it's easy, this operator acts in very simple way for exponent. So we will get this expression. gamma mu d mu minus m s tilde g d equals I. So we should, of course, consider in this equality at each p, right? And then we have this simple algebraic equation for Fourier transform, and from here we have this answer s in the g p equal I gamma mu p mu minus f. And I could rewrite this in this way: a p gamma mu p mu plus m, and here I have p square minus m square. So I used the simple fact that gamma mu p mu minus m times gamma mu p mu plus m equal p square minus m square. Okay. And if I now calculate this integral to return back to the configuration space, I have problem with this pole, poles at p0. And we will use different epsilon prescription. Right? Like in line order. Normal way. Okay, retarget. Yes, I should now write R. And this guy is the same prescription as inclined was 2 by 4. Square minus m square plus 2 e epsilon p0. Exactly. And of course, we have exponent. And it's easy to check that this guy equals I d mu gamma mu. Gamma mu d mu s plus m, and this is what we calculated before, retarded function inclined order. So you can see it's expressed through what we already studied, but we have this additional differential operator. Okay, and right, and one can show by using that expression for TR, answer will be theta x 0 minus y 0 s plus ab x minus y. This function s plus we calculate. Average of this anti-commutator. So this is now I put explicitly in this. Yes. I put it. Okay, before we had expression in Klein-Gordon also with theta function, but we had commutator. Now we have anti-commutator here. Okay. Let me write for just result for advanced. I only write this prescription for 2, 5, 4, A, more plus M, P square minus M square minus 2 E, 1 E, 0. Exponent, of course. This result is this I gamma nu mu x plus m and dA. This is advanced from Klein-Gordon. Feynman or green. Okay, in this case we have S F X minus Y, and this is this E for the same prescription as in Klein-Gordon. I E mu gamma nu plus M, and E square minus M square plus E E. This prescription is, this is extremely important function, especially in quantum electrodynamics, but in any theory with fermions. So this is function being expressed through Klein-Gordon function EF we study. Right, and this gives me this stuff. Like in the case of dead zero, this is the average of psi x. I needed spin apex. Yes, spin apex was y zero, which is nothing else but our S, X minus Y, I introduced before. More X zero is larger than Y zero. You calculate take contour below. So we calculate once to get to use Cauchy theorem for x larger than y zero, take contour below, and this will be answer. And then another answer is minus five bar y psi x. And this is minus S bar. This is this function S bar, right? It appears here for Y zero X zero. Take contour bar. Okay. And it's, it can be written. Written S N S minus Y. And now again, T product symbol, which we used also in the case of line Gordon, but there is one missing. This is time order product. Which shown explicitly here. So you should put when this is later time space operator with later time space on the left, right, of operator with earlier time. So this time order product with, this is very important, with an additional minus sign. Here I put it explicitly. When fermion operators interchange. Extremely important in calculation, and if you omit it, you could get wrong, but maybe great discovery. Actually, it was done by great people back in early 50s by Landau. Everybody heard this name. He calculated what now calls running coupling constant in electrodynamics, and they just started to work in QED. And he and his closer, one of those closer is also Nobel Prize winner, Abrikosov, in condensed matter. They calculated and they got result like QCD in asymptotic freedom. The running coupling constant actually decreases with a high energy. And this is because they missed minus. Fortunately, it was corrected. The article was ready and almost submitted, just, and two young guys indicated this error, and Landau was extremely grateful for them. You know, he disliked to make mistakes. Yeah, and claim was that QED is perfect theory, because, you know, in infrared, coupling constant is small. Coupling constant alpha is 1 over 137. But then they say their calculation shows that this coupling is even smaller at higher energies or at smaller distances. Then everywhere theory is weakly coupling. So we solve theory. It was claimed in that paper. And it was wrong. And it's just one minus. Okay, so I believe after I will start to consider discrete symmetries like parity transformation, charge transformation, and time reversal in Dirac theory. Today, by the way, there will be quite interesting talk, 2 o'clock, colloquium. This is by Dr. Wen from MIT. And he actually started his career in high energy physics. He was, I believe, graduate student of either Tony Z or Frank Wilch in Santa Barbara. But then he moved to condensed matter. And this talk goes about some connection, actually, between condensed matter and high energy physics. So I believe it could be interesting. He has some interesting ideas. This is colossal. Okay, then, see you at 2 o'clock.